like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time. Because we're a little bit late on these two movies, I thought we'd do them together.
Sure.
Also, there's something that can tie them together. We got two very strong women here.
That's right.
Scarlett Johansson, Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Jessica Chastain, Zookeeper's Wife.
Yeah, which one do you want to start with?
We'll begin with Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, we can do that one. Now, it's of course based on an anime from 1995. It's a Japanese graphic novel. In the original anime, there's stuff that was so innovative back in 1995 that it's something we've seen a lot before. I mean, Ghost in the Shell was seminal to a lot of cyberpunk and science fiction, like The Matrix drew a lot from it. So there's stuff that maybe seems not as original now, 22 years later.
The android, hybrid, cyborg, whatever you want to call them, moving toward humanity. Something in the shell, which they'll call the ghost.
Their essence, their spirit.
Yeah, their soul, man.
Well, and what's interesting about that is the original anime was very Japanese. So it has a lot of themes that resonate with Japanese in the middle of the 90s. Now they've updated a lot in the story to make it more interesting to mainstream American, which is why you get so much of the identity. The identity stuff isn't all that prevalent in the original movie.
An exciting subtext going on here outside of the movie, which is casting an American.
The whitewashing issue.
With what originally was an Asian.
Well, yeah, because it was a Japanese movie. And what's funny is I know people who are critical of whitewashing and putting Scarlett Johansson in an original Japanese role. They went for Scarlett Johansson because she's a global superstar. She's done action sci-fi before. Lucy was a huge hit.
That's right. Widow. Under the Skin.
Casting that made sense from a global perspective.
Kevin Carr, Ghost in the Shell, what grade would you give it?
For its visuals and the adaptation of it, I'm going to give it a B.
All right, and I'm going to give it a B+. In a completely different way, Jessica Chastain playing the zookeeper's wife.
Yes. Set in Warsaw. Yeah.
In the zoo. Come on, do we have enough of this?
Well, and that's what I thought when you say World War II movie. Have we not seen every story possible from World War II? In the last 70-some years, there have been hundreds of movies. It's a story I'm not familiar with. And that's what makes it interesting, and it's about everyday people rising to the occasion to save lives. That makes it worth seeing. Because it's something different.
And for me, it's like a boy in the striped pajama. This is an angle that I never thought of.
Yeah.
Jessica Chastain is running the zoo along with her husband. She's being harassed by Daniel Brühl, who does this Nazi harassing very well. What ends up happening, and you could write the script, is that she's helping Jews escape.
Yeah,
through
get out
zoo.
Of the ghetto, and they use the zoo as, because the zoo doesn't work in Warsaw-occupied Poland, so they use it as a livestock facility. They hide Jews and get them through the ghetto.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating. Again, it's a true story that, it's not as powerful and as sweeping as something like Schindler's List, but, that's sort of the gold standard of these kind of movies.
Yes.
And a good performance by the actors involved.
And a lot of the incendiary business of the concentration camps is not there. So if your sensibility is that I've seen enough of it, I don't want to see any more of that, you don't get that here. You do get the tension that naturally comes with the situation.
It's not that they ignore what happens.
No.
All the atrocities, all the war atrocities happen off screen. And they're happening, or something's going to happen. There's one particular scene in the middle with some soldiers in the camp. I won't go into it, but what's going to happen. You see an aftermath of it. You, of course, see the people being loaded onto the trains, and you know where they're going. But you don't have to. It's not, this movie's not here to punish the audience. It's here to tell their story.
In recollecting Christoph Waltz coming over the hill in Inglourious Basterds in the opening sequence, I think we have another memorable opening sequence here when she's riding her bicycle through the zoo, yelling to the animals, waking them up in the morning. Yeah. It's a beautiful, lyrical scene. Kevin Carr, the name of the movie is The Zookeeper's Wife. What grade would you award it?
I think I'm going to give this one a B as well.
All right, good. And I'm going to give it an A-. This time of year, Kev, who would have thought?
Yeah.
We just offered our audience two solid movies.
There's some good stuff coming out in the beginning of 2017.
All right, good luck for you. We have the summer coming.
Yes.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews on WCBE.org.